begin with just close your eyes, come into your body, just listen to the sound of the bell. Just be aware of your body and your senses. Be aware of your senses pointing in both directions, inwardly and outwardly. Touching the internal, touching the external. Hearing internally, hearing externally. Seeing inward, seeing outward. Smelling inwardly and outwardly, tasting inwardly and outwardly, letting the senses come together into the sixth sense of gnosis, of awareness, relaxing into the mystery of the body, the mystery of presence, being aware of your internal experience, being aware of sitting in this room, letting both realities come together, uniting the body of flesh and the body of dream, being open to the body of mystery. From this internal space, noticing space around us. Behind Rob and Marcella, noticing the east, noticing the Archangel Raphael, the angel of the morning who brings the breath, the angel who opens the new day, the angel of the dawn who manifests new life, new energy. Raphael, extend your wings above, below and all around. Guard and protect us in the east. Behind Fern, Becky and Andy, we pay attention to the south. The gateway to the primal land, the place of light. The place where the Archangel Michael stands. The angel whose face shines like the sun at noon. Michael, extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect us in the south. Illuminate us. Behind Pauline and John and Ali in the west, we notice the Archangel Gabriel, the great cleansing intelligence, the great purifying angel, who keeps the waters, who guards the gate of twilight, the place of mystery and transformation. Gabriel, extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect us in the west. Behind me in the north, we find the Archangel Uriel, the light of God that shines in darkness, the alchemist of deep heaven, the guardian of the gateway of the stars. The stars that are the alchemists of the universe, working with energy and substance. Uriel, extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect us in the north. We sit between the gate of dawn, the gate of earth, the gate of twilight, and the gate of stars. In the center is the mysterious mound. In the center is the mound on which the tree grows. In the center is the mound, which is the passageway into the deep universe. In the center is the candle, the flame, that is the gateway to all worlds. Find your place in the circle, sitting together with us, sitting between the four gates and the four great angels, contemplating the mound and the tree, sitting in the garden. And coming into the senses, letting ourselves sink downwards, relaxing into the pull of gravity, letting ourselves move into the inner, letting shape become softened. descending downwards into the mysterious depths of Gaia, flowing downwards through the floor, through the roof, through the walls, down into the earth. Into the many layers of Gaia. Into the green and golden earth, with its stillness, its darkness, its densities, and its flow. Letting ourselves be received by the presence of Gaia. Descending into Gaia as if wading into the deep sea. Paddling at first. Walking into the depths, sinking down. Becoming used to the change of energy, change of conditions. Letting our form change in relationship to the conditions. Letting ourselves be directed by the living presence of Gaia. Being a child of the Deep Mother, this nurturing, creative presence, feeling the vastness within the smallness of the contact. Giving yourself into the deep. Becoming one who works with the deep medicine of the earth, who assists Gaia in the work of creating balance and emergent life. Being the bridge between the worlds, being keeper of the mysteries. Becoming one who prays for Gaia and for the universe. Letting ourselves be held in the vast presence of the Deep Mother. Letting her teach you about the nature of deep prayer, of quantum intention, of fractal loving. feeling her implanting into you a thread of prayer. Which roots you into her life and roots her into yours, so that your prayers commune with her and through her with the living universe, so that the living universe prays through her, through you. And as you take this place of prayer, around you you feel the living beings of the earth, animals, plants, birds and fish, humans of all kinds, living and dead. Spirits of water and fire, spirits of air, spirits of stone, and as you look within the spirits of stone, do you see the fire at the heart of the stone? Do you see the sun and the star within the stone? The stone spirits hold us, but at their heart, their nature is to be a sun and a star. They are the great gateway keepers. They hold the mystery of fire and form. They are solid, and in fire they flow. They are solid and they are radiant energy, radiant life. Become one with the stone spirit that is drawn to you. Let it teach you of the nature of deep prayer, the prayer of the universe, the prayer of the all expressed through the one, the mystery of the all and the small. Having created these threads of deep connection with Gaia and the universe, with all the beings of the earth, but most particularly with the stone spirit, feel yourself rising upwards. Feeling the rootedness in the depth. Feeling the threads of connection unwinding from you, keeping you connected to the deeper world even while you rise to the surface world. Feeling the presence of Gaia guiding you, shepherding you, till you find your place in this room, in this group. rising up out of the depths, coming to the surface, swimming to shore. Coming into walking, paddling into the dry land of shape and body. Walking back into this place, into this room. Letting your senses open into the room. And contemplating the candle and the circle of stones. Feeling the rock spirit, the stone spirit, in whatever way you related to that. And when you feel ready, approach the altar, contemplate the stones, and choose a stone that will be yours, that will be your prayer stone. And then return to your place and sit with the stone. Just sit with your stone and be with it, pay attention to it, explore it with your inner and outer senses. Discover its nature and let it see you. You may touch it at different parts of your body. You may smell it, you may taste it. Feel it your own personal gateway and link into the deep life of Gaia, into the deep life of the universe. The gateway into the deep, into the earth. It is the gateway into the stars. So quietly and silently, pray with the stone, trusting the words, the images that arise. Pray for yourself, pray for the world, pray for Gaia, pray for the universe. As you complete your prayer, just find one other person and share your experience with them. Talk to them about your stone and listen to them talking about their stone and their prayer.